Welcome back to the Jeff Poor Show with FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning, or what's left of it. Time permitting, we'll get to the remainder of your text if you want to try to get in. 251-343-0106. Joining us now on the line, a friend of mine is a member of the Alabama Legislature. State Representative Mark Gidley joins us on the line. Representative, good morning. How are you?
Fine, Jeff. Good morning. Good to be with you today.
Hey, thanks for hopping on. Always appreciate the time. Let's kick it off here. Now, just for our listeners' sake, you and some of your colleagues in the legislature just got back from a trip to Israel. But the peace process was underway, but here we are. It's finally come to fruition, and just your general reaction to it.
Oh, Jeff, it is absolutely amazing. Jeff, this is one of the most dynamic breakthroughs militarily, politically, toward the peace process that we may have seen in our lifetime, Jeff, at least in decades. The leadership of Donald Trump, and if any of your people listening want to know what true peace through strength looks like, this is exactly what it looks like. It's what we're seeing play out here. This is not political. This is not about a party. This is about somebody that took initiative and leadership, and we see that working out, and we see that peace through strength actually taking place and taking shape. And what's amazing, Jeff, is how many other countries that have come together to make this a reality. And Jeff, what is so amazing and what is so thrilling to me this morning about what's happened today is the trip that myself and some of our constituents and others from across the nation just got back from a few weeks ago. And I've shared this so many times, Jeff, that the one prevailing thing that come through from the people there in Israel and those that were guiding us, that were actually, that was their homeland, was that we want our hostages back and we want to live in peace. And now, just weeks after we've returned from this trip, we see this major breakthrough and this major political and economic and military victory that we see here in the Middle East, and these hostages that are returning home, and peace that is coming. And we trust now, we understand we're dealing with terrorists here, so we always know they don't always have the greatest character when it comes to keeping their word, but we're trusting that we've now hit on something under Donald Trump leadership, under his great work with Netanyahu, and also the coalition of other countries that goes all the way back to the Abraham Accords that were done in the first Trump administration, have come together to create this great peace process. It is a glorious day, a day of rejoicing, and a day to celebrate this great victory, because it is a absolute tremendous victory, not just for the people of Israel, but for the entire region and in reality for the entire world.
Well, I suppose, kind of looking at this, and we've seen this play before. This is way more significant, I think, than anything we've seen in the past. But as far as its staying power, it's holding. And I guess you could say this, they let these hostages go, and that was really the only leverage whatever's left of Hamas had in the situation. But the prospects for the future, how do they look to you from your lens?
Well, that's a difficult question, and it's really about the only way is the time will tell issue. I do believe we see here an upper hand for peace and victory. I think a lot of that, Jeff, but this is my total opinion. I don't have anything to base this on except just my opinion. I think a lot is going to play out as to how things are handled with Hamas, how there are things put in place that will not let them or allow them to regroup. Because here's what we got to understand, and here's what the people of Israel have lived under, Jeff, ever since they've been a nation in 1948. They've lived under this idea that there are those who don't want to live peaceably with them, that don't want to share land with them, that will only be satisfied when Israel is completely annihilated. Now, that mindset has not been eradicated. That mindset is still there. So a lot is going to be determined on how the things are put in place to keep Hamas from regrouping, because I do believe that if they ever were to able to regroup again, they would be right back to trying to do the same thing they did on October the 7th. So that's important. How that will work, how that will play out, I don't know. But time will only tell about that. But what we do see right now is the peace that has come and the returning of the hostages. Of course, we know that many of them that are still were still there were deceased. I think there's still some back and forth about how those bodies are going to be returned. But the 20 that were alive, hopefully, based on what I've seen, have been returned. And we just hope there's something that can be put in place that will restrain the ability for this terrorist organization to exist. Now, let me say this. I do believe a lot has to do with what goes on in Iran. I do believe the efforts that were carried out by both the Israelis and the United States a while back played a central role in weakening Hamas's ability to regroup. So a lot's going to have to do with what happens in Iran, I believe, and how they're able to, if they're able to get their foothold back, or if they're not able to get that foothold back, or if the people of Iran say we're tired of being under the thumb of the Ayatollah and rise up and look at a different government. I think all those pieces of the puzzle will play into the mix of what happens in the future.
What is appropriate for the United States here? It's clear to me the U.S. did take a leadership role here. And, I mean, I guess pair that with this question. What's appropriate for the U.S. to continue to do now?
Well, I think it's very appropriate and very needful for the U.S. to continue to stand with Israel. What we have to understand, Jeff, and I know this is our central thing today, is what is happening right now on the ground. But understanding and having been there, of course, Jeff, this was not my first trip to Israel. I've been there three times before, sort of my fourth trip, but it's my first trip to really get an inside view of Israeli and of the government and of many things that you're not able to see on a regular tour. So when you understand that, you realize that Israel and America's values are extremely the same. Now, there's differences, of course. There's differences in the way their government is structured and all that kind of thing. But yet their democratic ideas of freedom and of living in freedom and propelling that are very close to the same. And plus, Israel is a tremendous intelligence important intelligence partner there in that region, because they do share intelligence with us and we do share like values. So it's very important that we stand together with them. It's in our best interest. And of course, Israel's nation is smaller than the country of New Jersey. So it's important that if we're going to maintain that free state in the Middle East, it's important that we stand with them and oftentimes provide, resources to them that they need. Now, having said that, Israel is one of the most innovative countries on the planet. And what they're able to do and accomplish both militarily, technologically, and we saw some of that on our trip, Jeff, a few weeks ago. We saw some of their technology, was able to visit some of their technological sites, their Israel aerospace industries. And some of the things they're doing is absolutely profound. It's absolutely amazing. And, of course, I'm going to lean over here to the spiritual side of the moment, if I may, and say this has a lot to do with God's promises and blessings upon the nation of Israel. No doubt about that. But the technology they've created, the aerospace industries breakthroughs they've gotten, and then a lot of things that they actually sell to other countries, that comes out of Israel. So they're extremely innovative. But they also were small. So America standing with them, I think is absolutely essential, not just for their benefit, but for our benefit, of course, by having that great democratic country, that intelligence provider, and that great resource there in the Middle East.
Joined by State Representative Mark Gidley here on the program. Representative, talk about your trip. What were some takeaways? What do we need to know?
Well, thank you so much for that, Jeff. Again, as I mentioned, it was an amazing, amazing trip. Let me give you some briefs here for time's sake. We didn't tour as far as like you would on a regular tour. We did go to the Western Wall. went to the tunnel underground there where we, you know, we saw the sites of stones and things that were placed there during the time of Christ. Some of the outside above have been torn down, rebuilt. But there's stones underground there that they have excavated and found that go back more than 2,000 years. We went to the Church of the Holy Sepulchre, and then, of course, to what's called Yad Vashem, which is the Holocaust Museum. There were a number of people. I would say two-thirds to three-fourths of the people, all of the 250 total legislators on our trip, that had never been to the Holy Land. So for them to see those places and also to visit the Holocaust Museum was extremely, extremely important. I visited it three times prior to this, but it was good for them to see that and get a better perspective by seeing pictures and hearing the stories of what happened during the Holocaust. And that is extremely important that we never forget that. We did tour the Gaza Strip. We made a trip down to the Gaza Strip, visited one of the kibbutz, which is like a small community that was attacked on October the 7th. The homes that were ravaged with gunfire, that were burned. We went inside of one of the homes where some family members were killed, even in their safe room. We heard from young people that traveled with us for that day, sharing some of their stories of family members that were lost and that they lost, and friends that they lost during that terrible day on October the 7th. We also went to the Nova Music Festival field there, where that music festival was taking place. And there's signs there with pictures all over that field of those that were killed and also that were taken hostage. That was a very sobering and moving time. We did come back to a place where we were able to plant, all 50 states were able to plant a tree in honor of those that were killed on October 7th with our state flag. And that was a pretty interesting thing. We moved on to Tel Aviv, while we were in Jerusalem, we visited the Knesset, which is their governmental legislative body. Matter of fact, as I was watching Donald Trump this morning, I was reminded I was standing in that very legislative hall just a few weeks ago when he was delivering his message. We learned a little bit about how their government works, how there's about 40 different parties there compared to our three here in the United States, or two parties and some independents, if you would be. Got a little bird's eye view how that operates. We heard an address from Benjamin Netanyahu while we were there, and which was absolutely amazing and exciting. We spent some time at the West Bank as we returned back to Tel Aviv. We traveled to the West Bank, learned a little bit more about what the Israelis go through, even if they wander into the edge of some of the opposing cultures, they can be killed and their lives lost. And it's just amazing that they live under that. And of course, I mentioned the aerospace industries that we toured to see some of their technological advances that they have. And so those are some of the things that we did there while we were there. And I'm trying to look in my book here to make sure I'm not missing anything very important. We heard from the president President Isaac Herzog. We heard an address from him, from the Israeli foreign minister, which was actually the office that put this trip together for the 50-state all-Israel tour, five legislators from each state that was present there. And then, of course, we ended our tour with a address from Ambassador Mike Huckabee before we actually exited. Now, Jeff, we actually experienced two bomb threats while we were there in Israel. It was two times that they were instructed to shelter in place. Of course, nothing was damaged due to that, but yet it gave us a perspective of what Israel, of what the people of Israel live under, and the aggravations. Even though their Iron Dome, intercepts almost every one of those, it's still they live under that threat and the aggravation of those things and a continual irritation. And all they want to do, Jeff, is live in peace with their neighbors. And let me end up by saying this final thing. It's amazing how that if Israel steps into a area that is not Israeli controlled, they are in danger of losing their life, and many times do. We heard testimonies from people that were just on the way to the hospital to have a baby and were intercepted and killed just simply driving on the way to the hospital. This is some of the things they face. But on the other hand, and this is the bad rap sometimes that Israel gets by those who do not understand who they are, they will allow people, Arabs and others, to live in their country, work, live, even serve in their government, and live peacefully. Yet if they stray from their borders one iota, they many times are attacked and sometimes are killed. So Israel is the country that will that wants to live in peace. It's those around them that are the aggressors. And this is what we need to understand, that if Israel, you know, they welcome people into their country. 80% of the nation there is Israeli. 700,000 Americans live there. The balance are Arabs that live peacefully inside the borders of Israel. Yet Israel cannot live peaceably outside of their borders. So we need this message out. People need to understand Israel is the solution, not the problem. It was a great trip. I was honored to be one of the five from our state that went. And it was a great, great honor to be there, Jim.
One real quick question, and you got to make it quick here. What's the mood of the United States and Israel, as far as you can see?
The mood of United States and Israel?
Yeah, what is their attitude regarding, you know, Trump and what's going on here in America?
Well, now, as far as Israel's attitude, they love Donald Trump, okay? And you see that with what's going on here and the signs of different things. We saw signs there in Israel just really thanking Donald Trump for his support. So the people of Israel love Donald Trump. We didn't, you know, the main Americans that we encountered was the ones we were on the trip with. And you know, some of the people on the trip, as I said, they had not been there before. Some of them, even on our trip, while everybody on our trip was supporters of Israel, yet there were some, too, that, you know, had wondered about some of the things that were put out, like Israel that was committing genocide, Israel that was especially that Israel was withholding necessary needs for the people in Gaza. That is not true. We know that they supply things for Gaza, and many times it's confiscated by Hamas. So I think the overall opinion of America there is very, very, very positive. And I'm real proud of that.
All right, Senator, we got to leave it there, but thanks for hopping on this morning. Let's talk again soon.
Jeff, it's always an honor. Thank you so much.
Thanks for making time for State Representative Mark Gidley there, fresh off an Israeli trip. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Port Show on FN Talk 106.5.
I don't know what's wrong with me, because I know I need my rest. But if I don't stay up all night and sleep all day, I ain't at my best.